right. You know what you can do? We can all go back in time this weekend. It's a Back to the Future reunion. Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and our next guest, Leah Thompson, will be showing up in Rosemont. How are you, Leah?
I'm great.
You are great.
Yeah, I'm really excited to come to Chicago. I'm from Minnesota, and I always love to come to the Midwest, and I'm really excited.
You know, it's my 13-year-old son, Dylan, just got the complete adventure set of Back to the Future. I was telling Bill the little case that it comes in lights up. Mm. They've seen the movie before, but it's a repeat. This is a very generational movie, especially in your family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, my mother-in-law watches the movie with her daughter, her daughter's daughter, and her daughter's daughter.
Wow.
So, four generations of Deutsch girls can enjoy Back to the Future together, which is an amazing feat, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty darn exciting. And I think the movie has, like, incredible legs, you know? It, like, keeps, you know, reinventing itself because, you know, when we made it, it was kind of, like, nostalgic and making fun of the 50s, and now it's nostalgic and making fun of the 80s and the 50s. So it kind of just keeps becoming, you know, relevant in a weird way.
You know what else helps that, Leah, a little bit is they keep inventing things that you guys in the movie had, like the hoverboards all of a sudden are a reality, or there's that scene that's famous here in Chicago where the Cubs play Miami in the World Series. Like when you guys put that in, it was just fiction. We laughed. We saw it on the screen, and now it's like, well, that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess some of this stuff did, and now we've just, you know, passed the, you know, the last, you know, the future date of Back to Future, but yeah.
Which makes me really sad in a way.
I know. Yeah. I know. But, you know, it's really fun for us, you know, for Michael and me and Christopher Lloyd and I, you know, that was bad English, sorry. Christopher, myself, and Michael to get together and celebrate this with fans, you know, and to enjoy the 30th anniversary and, you know, just really, really enjoy the fact that people still love the movie and like to watch it.
How was that reunion? That happened, what, in March in California? How was the reunion? Had you seen Christopher or Michael for a while?
I've seen Christopher. Oh, I see him, you know, maybe we do one or two of these events a year that at the Comic-Con. We go to, he does a lot of Comic-Cons. I do like two of them. So sometimes I see him and we do panels and it's really, really fun. I've done a lot of movies with Chris Lloyd, though, besides Back to the Future. So we did Dennis the Menace together, and we did.
You shot that here, right? Would you
yeah,
do in Chicago?
Yeah, 6 months in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I loved living there by the zoo, and you know, that was a great movie. So I've spent a lot of time with Chris, but I don't see Michael that much. But it's nice when we do, and the fans always enjoy our. You know, we do these Q&As, and the fans really enjoy them, so.
Is this part true or not, Leah? We hear stuff on the internet, so you tell me, you lived it. Did they start shooting this movie, Back to the Future, not with Michael, but with Eric Stoltz, and then they replaced him? Is that true?
Oh, yeah, that's totally true.
That is true.
Yeah. 6 weeks of it, really. So, yeah, we did a lot of scenes, and some of the close-ups that they shot, that we shot, like a close-up that I did when Eric was playing Marty, they kept in the movie. So I was kind of acting with somebody else.
Wow. What happened?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, what did, how
Eric
did he
Stoltz
screw
is,
up?
He's such a good actor. What happened, do you think?
I think it was just a difference in styles. You know,
yeah.
Michael's a very different actor, and the style just didn't fit. I mean, we were all doing kind of like it wasn't a super realistic or naturalistic performance. None of us were doing very naturalistic performances in the movie. So when Eric was doing one of those, it just didn't fit, you know?
Oh.
So the movie was decidedly less funny and more serious. And I think they really needed Michael to, you know, hold it up and be funny.
Yeah. And then what happened? Wendy and I have had Crispin Glover on the show with us, and that's always an experience. And like
he was fascinating. I mean,
he is
so
you know.
Intriguing and so unusual.
But now he played your husband. He played George McFly in the first movie and then the third movie, right? But not the second.
No, he only did the first movie, and only they hired a lookalike to play him in the second and third movies.
Yeah. And that another difference of opinion, right?
Yeah, he just was, I guess, a little too confounding for them.
Yeah.
but he was nonetheless brilliant. I thought he was brilliant in Back to the Future 1, and he's just a very interesting person, and, you know, they just weren't really in the mood to put up with it. So, and it was unfortunate, you know? It was sad.
Yeah.
Eventually, Robert Zemeckis, who directed Back to the Future, hired him in Beowulf or something.
Oh,
so
did he?
Worked him again. And so that, I guess that rift was healed. But yeah, he was just very eccentric and young.
Yeah.
Very young. He was only like 19 or 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were young.
Yeah.
Oh, and, we're still young.
Yes.
still young, of course.
What about, Wendy and I were saying earlier before we had you on, there's a little bit of a storyline when Marty goes back in time, your character develops a little bit of a crush on him. And like, even when I first saw that as a kid, I wasn't sure quite what to make of that. Was that awkward, or did you just go, well, this is part of the story, I guess?
Well, it's a really funny part of the story.
It is.
It is really funny.
Really weird part of the story. And it was ultimately why the movie was first brought to Disney, and they were like, no, we can't do a movie about...
Not another incest comedy.
Yeah.
We can't do that again.
We can't do this movie about a kid whose mom falls in love with him, and he has to make sure his mom and dad get together, or his life will be erased.
Yes.
You know? So, no, Disney was like, no, not happening. So they had to go to Universal. And, it was definitely an interesting element, but I thought it was hilarious and funny. And
it is.
So I was delighted by the weirdness of it, but that's just me.
And it had to happen just right. I mean, it really was like a great suspenseful part of the movie. Although I will say, Leah, my son Dylan, I said he's 13, and I was trying on a dress. I said, how does this look? And he goes, Mom, that looks really good, but I feel funny answering that question because, and he had just seen Back to the Future and brought that part up. He's like, you're not supposed to like your mom in that way. I said, but you got to make sure that everything comes together and is timed correctly. So it is weird, but it's a funny, suspenseful moment.
Yeah, and it really was nerve-wracking because it really required acting. Like, I don't know if you remember when I kiss him.
Yes.
And then the whole thing has to change. I have to fall out of love with him.
Right.
Yes.
Out of love and lust with him in that one moment when I kiss him. So that's really interesting when a huge plot point totally
right.
turns on just an acting moment.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, usually it's, you know, something else. But they were very nervous about that moment, I remember.
Well, with good reason. And then there's another scene, and when Wendy and I had Crispin Glover on, I told him this. There's a scene where there's a little parallel universe scene, and all of a sudden, Marty's parents are really cool, way cooler than they would normally be. They're very cool. And I said, myself and my friends who saw that movie with me, after we saw it, we all said, wow, I get that. Because every kid, there's some point where you go, boy, if only my parents were a little bit cooler. So that scene really plays out very true.
Yeah, Crispin was really nervous when we shot that scene. And I'm sure he didn't tell you the story, but he decided that in order for us to prepare to act that scene when we were the cool parents at the end of Back to the Future 1,
yeah.
that we should paint a painting of a volcano together.
Yeah. Because why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
But we did. We painted a painting of a volcano together, and that was our act. That's how we prepared to act in that scene.
Where is that painting now that you painted?
No, the terrible news about that painting is my mother was like, this is the worst painting I've ever seen. My mom's a painter. I'm going to paint over it.
Oh, no.
She painted a bunch of angels over it. It's quite a beautiful painting.
Leah, is it true that painting was originally played by Eric Stoltz? I read that somewhere.
The painting?
Yes,
the
it
painting
was.
Was originally played by Eric
That's
Stoltz.
Weird.
But you do have some props from the movies, I understand.
I do. Well, I don't know where they are anymore, but I did keep my fake boobs from Back to the Future 2.
Oh.
They were like a big plastic prosthetic that they built of my chest.
Come on, you should sell those on eBay.
Yes.
No, you know what happens? That latex stuff gets really stinky and gross.
Oh, man.
25 years.
Ruin the fantasy. Leah Thompson is here from Back to the Future and from many other projects, and we'll discuss those next. She's appearing at the Wizard World Comic-Con Saturday and Sunday at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Go to wizardworld.com. All your ticket information's there. We'll continue this conversation next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and we are chatting with Leah Thompson, who is going to be at Wizard World Comic-Con Saturday and Sunday. It's happening at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. I'm going Saturday. I think you're going
tomorrow.
You can go to wizardworld.com. Leah, well, while we're on the air, people text in if they don't feel like calling in, and we have a lot of texts of listeners love you, love Leah Thompson in Some Kind of Wonderful, loved Caroline in the City, and then it says, ask Leah about the time she was caught streaking.
Mm.
What do we need to know?
I don't, that's so interesting. I went streaking across the bridge, some big giant bridge in Minneapolis where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, it was really just a slap on the wrist. No big problem.
Is this before or after you're famous? Were you famous at this point or not?
No. But I love a good skinny dip, just like anybody else.
Yes.
That is pretty fun. It's very freeing.
And Leah, I know this about you because my mom was a dance teacher for years, but you studied very, very seriously, and you've been in a bunch of ballets over the years, right?
Yeah, I did probably over 42 different ballets in my short career as a ballet dancer. And it was my first love. I mean, I think it's a great thing to study dance and study music. I mean, it just makes you feel good to move.
Sure,
you know?
Of course.
And I really feel grateful that I had that career before this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are, usually we like to ask guests about their Wikipedia page because everything is always wrong on it. But usually IMDb is accurate. Let's ask you this. Was Mikhail Baryshnikov a fan of your dancing? Did he have some criticism of you?
No, I don't think he didn't like my dancing. He just told me I was too stocky. I didn't really have the right.
What?
I know.
He did?
Yeah. He was right.
He didn't
though.
See a skinny dip, I bet.
I was very depressed by his comments, so I walked out and I quit dancing and I became an actress within 3 months. I was in a movie, so it was the best thing that ever happened to me, but
see?
At the time I was a little bit sad.
That's awful.
You take the adversity and turn it around in your favor.
Yeah, I feel like people most of the time don't end up doing the first thing they think they're going to do,
right.
End up doing something you didn't expect to do, but it was better for you, so.
But what does Mikhail Baryshnikov know about dancing?
I know.
He doesn't know anything about dancing. Come on.
Listen, if you got a guy that has a better body than you or better hair when you're a woman, that is a problem.
Yeah, that's bad.
yes. Or a smaller butt.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
There's that, too. Leah, about not even a year ago, I saw this thing online. It was celebrities and their lookalike children, and I'm going through it, and then you're on there with one of your daughters. You have two daughters, right?
Yes.
All right, so I want to say Zoe.
Zoe.
Who's also an actress. Both of your daughters are actresses, right?
Yes. Yeah, Zoe. Zoe really does look a lot like me, and she especially looks like me. She just did a movie where she had the same hairdo I have had in Back to the Future, and the same costume designer from Back to the Future.
Wow.
It's called Rebel in the Rye, and she really looks a lot like me in that. And I just directed a movie with both of them in it, and my oldest daughter Madeline wrote it. So
oh, that's excellent.
And wrote it. Yeah.
What's it called?
That was exciting. It's called The Year of Spectacular Men. And it's a lovely, funny, honest look at what it's like to be a millennial right now, a millennial woman. So it's funny. And yeah, so I spent the whole year kind of working with those two. And
pleasant experience. You like that?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I hope the movie comes out and has some success, obviously. But yeah, it was really fun. A family event.
Sure. The Year of Spectacular Men is the title. Look for it, everybody. Year of Spectacular Men.
Yeah, it's funny. It's good.
And how's old Huey Lewis doing, who provided such a great soundtrack to Back to the Future films?
I saw him in New York. He was doing great. He's so funny, and he I think his whole career is having a good resurgence. You know, there's so many people that are going to see these, you know, bands from our, you know, youth. And so he seemed great, like awesome.
You know, it's so retro. I know Back to the Future, it's retro to us, but so many new generations of kids are looking at it now. We just had Terry Nunn from the band Berlin in the studio with us, and she was awesome. And it's like, I love all this 80s stuff. I'd like to go back to the 80s where I'd have my head shaved. It was a fun time.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time. I unfortunately, I worked through most of it. So
yeah.
I was like always working, but which is, you know, a pain. But
pretty
good gig. Yeah, yeah. I had an exciting moment happen because I'm in a comic book.
You are?
Yeah.
What's the comic book?
I'm in the Howard the Duck comic
oh,
book.
Oh, yeah, you would be,
excellent.
Wouldn't you?
As Leah Thompson.
How about that?
Hey, you have achieved greatness right then and there with that.
I know. I'm telling you right now, I'm expecting to sign a few of them at the Comic-Con.
You will?
Yes.
Now, are you upset? That movie's been kind of maligned for years and years and years. Are
cult
you upset?
Classic.
It's a cult classic, though. So where do you stand on the movie? Are you okay with it or not okay with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I own up to it all. So, yes, I've always owned up to it. And I'm... There's so many fans. It's crazy.
Sure.
It's so much fun, you know. And I like those kind of people who are willing to go against the grain, you know, who aren't going to be told that something is, you know, horrible.
Right.
That's one of the things I love about Comic-Cons is that everybody has their own individual thing that they're passionate about, and it can be, you know, not the normal thing that everybody else is crazy about. And
yep.
I love those people. It's so much fun to see people just having their own thing and being super excited about it, and they don't care what anybody thinks. And I love people like that.
We all have our inner geek, don't we?
Yeah.
We really do.
And it's inner geek chic right now. So
yes, it is. So well said. Leah, an honor to meet you. We're both, Wendy and I, huge fans, and you're really nice, so thank you for that.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I'm not going to meet you. I'm going to only be there Saturday and Sunday at Comic-Con, so I'm going to miss
you. You'll probably
you.
Meet well, Wendy I'm, there. Yes, she'll stop by.
My son Dylan just got two tortoises and named them Doc and Marty, so I think we're going to have to get a third one and name it Lorraine.
I hope so.
That's the highest honor a human can be paid.
It really could. No, she's 100%. In a comic book. That's more exciting.
That's better.
100%.
So nice to see you. You can go to wizardworld.com. She'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'm going Saturday. Donald D. Stevens Convention Center. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Leah. All right, we'll take a quick break and then find out what's in the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.